This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 6:39 on the evening edition. You are with Kelvin, Hezril, and Cam. And we are now moving to our next story, which is zooming in on the legal aspects of granting Malaysian citizenship to adopted children, specifically to stateless children born in Malaysia and born to unknown biological parents. This story came from the Malay Mail.
Right. So this involves a Sarawak-born teenager who was stateless and born to unknown parents, but applied for citizenship after he was legally adopted by a Malaysian couple. But the High Court rejected his application. It said it simply doesn't grant citizenship to stateless children who are adopted, since there are no legal provisions. This also applies to children of other nationalities who are adopted by Malaysian parents.
Yeah, his lawyers had argued that adopted children should take on the same nationality as their parents. They did this on the basis of the Sarawak Adoption Ordinance, which essentially says that there's no difference between the rights of an adopted child and a legitimate one.
And then there's also been a case, Johor, very recently, where the child in question is now 35 years old and born in Malaysia and has searched and searched and searched for the biological parents who have just totally disappeared. And so now she is in a situation where I guess she is just in limbo forever.
Yeah, and that's what is very awful about this situation, right? There's so many things that fall into place. You are adopted, you have you have a family that welcomes you in, and then for the rest of your life, because the state simply doesn't recognize you and no other country does as well, you're left in this weird place where employment might be difficult, access to healthcare might be difficult, access to any sort of services that make your life easier, better, and it's just good overall, you just can't reach it.
That's right. And I think it really provides a, from an economic standpoint, a barrier for people to, for people's professional mobility and their ability to, have EPF accounts and all sorts of things, whether it's house loans or even simple things as buying a car. I think it's such a painful thing, the consequences, in the financial things that they face, throughout their life.
Right, exactly. And after this, we're going to dive further into this conversation together with Anu Xavier, who works regularly on citizenship cases. If you have any questions, any thoughts on the process, you can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. Stay tuned for that conversation. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bole for Malaysia. Ha. BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 6:44. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Kelvin, Hezril and Cam, and we're looking at the legal aspects of granting Malaysian citizenship to adopted children. And this it particularly involves a Sarawak-born teenager who was stateless and born to unknown parents, but after tried to apply for citizenship after he was legally adopted to by a Malaysian couple. Today, however, the High Court rejected the application. So we're now going to cross over to lawyer Anu Xavier, who works regularly on citizenship cases. Anu, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you, BFM, for having me.
Why doesn't citizenship automatically come with adoption in Malaysia?
Once a child is lawfully adopted, that child is treated as if that child is born in a lawful marriage between the adopted parents. Meaning, if the child was born out of wedlock or abandoned child, or the biological parents cannot be located or cannot be traced, and later the child is adopted, that child is deemed as if they are born in a lawful marriage. Now, once the child is adopted, he or she will be given a new, fresh birth certificate. That birth certificate will state the name of the father, the name of the mother, or if one person adopts, the name of the father or mother alone. Now, what happens is, that new birth certificate that is issued after an adoption order will be registered in a separate register called Adopted Children Register. Now, that is found in the Adoption Act. During that process, the Registrar General and his office of the National Registration Department can now go through the initial records to see how the baby came along, how the child came along, who was the biological parent, who was the biological mother, And if the mother or the father are foreigners, or if they're unmarried, and the child is later adopted, the child will be given a new birth certificate, but does not necessarily mean the child will become Malaysian citizen. In other words, adopted child doesn't mean the child become a citizen. That's a different consideration altogether.
And is this approached differently in other countries?
Yes. Now, in Malaysia, we do not have a citizenship law, a specific law. That law is found in our Malaysian federal constitution. In other countries like Indonesia, Australia, UK, they have specific laws on citizenship, how to grant citizenship. In other countries, once a child is adopted, generally they tend to follow that of their parents or one of the parents. So if one of the parents is a citizen in that country, that child will be granted citizenship because they have very specific laws on citizenship. Malaysia, we depend on our federal constitution. We do not have a specific law or legislation on citizenship.
So in the case of Sarawak, he failed in his attempt to get citizenship. Meanwhile, though, I do believe that you have just succeeded to gain citizenship for a teenage boy in Selangor. How come you... Could you tell us about this case and how come you've succeeded?
Yes, what happened in that case was our firm has done many of these cases, and some of the cases we have succeeded. But I must tell you that in all of the cases we have succeeded, the government and the National Registration Department have appealed to the higher courts. They always take the position that just because a child is adopted, or if the mother especially is not Malaysian citizen, then the child should and ought not to be given citizenship. So many cases which we have won, the other party, which is the government, have appealed to the higher courts in Malaysia. The higher courts are called the Court of Appeal.
Now, as we mentioned earlier, there are cases where children who apply for citizenship are told to find the biological identity of their parents. Is this viable, especially in cases where the child has lost touch with their biological parents?
You see, it's actually very, very difficult to trace parents, especially when the child is abandoned or the child is left in a baby hatch or left in a police station or the biological father or biological mother has left the country. Now, in those kind of situations, it is almost impossible to trace your biological father or biological mother. What should be practically done is that once the child is lawfully adopted, and I say lawfully adopted means adopted through court order, then that child must and ought to be given the legal status exactly that of the father and mother, i.e. the child ought to be given a citizenship. Most cases, if the child is born to a foreign father or foreign mother or father, which they cannot ascertain the citizenship, later the child is adopted, more often than not, the birth certificate will always state they are not citizens or bukan warga negara. So it boils down to the effect that I'm now lawfully adopted, but I'm not a citizen.
Based on what we see in the news, court tussles for citizenship often last many years. I mean, the one you oversaw was, 5 years. Now, could you talk to us about how this affects the quality of life for individuals and their families?
Many of the family members and even children who come to see me, they are rather distraught because number one is they make those applications directly to the government ministry. That will take about 15 months to even 2 years for them to respond. And what they do is they reapply again. Again, another 15 months to 2 to 3 years is taken. So 3 years plus 3 years is already 6 years, by which time the child becomes 6 years older. Now, by the time they come to see me and seek legal remedy, they only have that very short window of opportunity. We always advise them to immediately file in court so that they can get their relevant remedy under the federal constitution. Once they reach the age of 21, they are unable to apply under certain provisions, though they can apply under other provisions. If they are below 21, we always advise the parents of these children, apply as soon as you can. So the process is not only tedious, but it's extremely long.
I can only assume that the reason why this situation has arisen is because there is a lack of political will to change it. But if a government were willing to change the situation, how could they go about making it easier?
Absolutely. It's a very good question. In fact, there are certain recommendations made by various organizations and bodies. These are a few. Firstly, we should have a separate law on citizenship, like certain countries which I've just mentioned, Indonesia, UK, and Australia and India. Number two, we must reduce the high backlog of cases in the processing of citizenship applications. In fact, in July 2019, the Home Ministry at that time stated that they will look into the SOPs and they will certainly try to shorten the application procedures. You don't expect a child to wait for 3 years to see whether is his application successful or not. Thirdly, when it comes to a child who's below 21 years, just follow the federal constitution. We have a rather decently and a watertight federal constitution, which clearly states that if both parents or if one of the parents, either biological or adopted, are Malaysian, then the child should be granted citizenship. After all the child wants is to be part of the big family of Malaysia. That is all. They should cut down on red tapes. They should cut down on bureaucratic practice and reduce the duration in processing the application.
So from what I gather from what you said just previously, there are definitely a large number of cases that are like these when it comes to specifically, you know, adopted individuals who are seeking citizenship from the government. Off the top of your head, do many of these cases end up successful?
Okay. In July 2019, the Home Ministry stated that there were 111,142 applications for citizenship between 2013 to 2018. As at last year, 2019, only 24,000 applications were approved and successful, which means there are so many applications, 100 over 1,000 applications, which are still pending and which we do not know whether they were successful or not. By which time your age grows older and you become older and you're unable to do a lot of things. You're unable to open bank accounts, secure permanent job. You can't apply for credit card. You can't shop online because these are some prerequisites in getting your information. What ought to be done is to have a faster and a more efficient process. If it's processed and successful, so be it, good for you. If it's not successful, let the applicants know as soon as possible, sorry, you're not successful.
Now, just zooming in on legislation for adoption, there is the Adoption Act that applies in Peninsular Malaysia and separate ordinances in East Malaysia. Are there differences among them that make it easier or more difficult to grant citizenship to adopted individuals?
In Malaysia, we have the Adoption Act 1952. In Sarawak, the recent case, we have got the Sarawak Adoption Ordinance. They both have some very similar sections, and the sections clearly says that once a child is adopted, the child becomes legalized, legitimated, and the child is treated as if the child is that of the adopted parents. But that doesn't mean that the child acquires citizenship. In both the Adoption Act in Peninsula and the Adoption Ordinance in Sarawak, they merely talk about giving rights to the adopted child in terms of inheritance or right to property or right to inherit or right to the parents' property. Nowhere does it state that they are automatically given citizenship once they are adopted. But that certainly doesn't stop the courts or the authorities to say, once the child is lawfully adopted, hey, that becomes my child. Give him the citizenship straight away. Why wait, or why do we have to go through another tedious process of going through citizenship in court and so on?
So is the problem just an issue of legal semantics, that there's a gap in the law and it can be read, but it cannot cover this area? Or is it a political decision?
Let me start with the law. The only law we have on citizenship is found in the federal constitution. There's one small part in part 3, we call it part 3, that states that citizenship of children who are not legitimate, you have to follow that of the mother. If the mother is no longer in Malaysia, if the mother has gone or the mother cannot be located, forever the child will have to follow the citizenship of the mother, especially if the mother is a foreigner. But what happens is, if the child cannot locate his biological parents, or there's no way in the next umpteen years to locate the biological parents or parent, if the child's adopted, then just give the child a citizenship. It's really pointless and cumbersome for the child to go through an adoption process and thereafter to receive a new birth certificate merely to be stated, you're no longer a citizen. Then a new process comes in to apply for that. So in essence, a lot of recommendations have been given to the parties, to parliament and to the government. One of them is, I think we should have our own law on citizenship, a very specific law on citizenship. And certain amendments to the constitution needs to be made. Certain amendments. So if Malaysia do not have a specific law on citizenship, it's fine. But certain parts of the federal constitution on citizenship must and ought to be amended. And to amend a constitution, we need 75% vote in parliament. 75%, not simple majority.
I know we have shy of a minute, but I think to just close off, I want to see if you would happen to know, within specifically that case that you dealt with the Selangor teenager, the Selangor-born teenage boy, what happened to the quality of life of him and his family after they were successful in their case?
After they were successful in 2019, and the appeal, by the way, incidentally, is coming up next month, mm-hmm. in 2 weeks' time, during the time when they were successful in end of 2019 until the appeal, they have still not got the citizenship. They've always kept in touch with me. I've always asked the government, listen, they've won the case. The court has declared the boy a citizen. Give him the citizenship and give him the new IC or the My Card. Why wait? But unfortunately, the position the government is taking is that they want to exhaust the appeal avenue. And that's when the time is taken. So what we always do is we are always with the family, with the children. We tell them that we want to hold your hand. We want to be with you until there's a final resolution. And that final resolution is to give them that citizenship.
Anu, thank you again for speaking with us today.
Thank you, BFM. Thank you, Malaysia.
That was lawyer Anu Xavier talking about the legal aspects of granting Malaysian citizenship to stateless children. Again, if you have any thoughts, you can send them to us. It's the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.